This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. In the day following action to force filibuster-proof budget reconciliation bills in Congress, leaders from Vice President-elect Mike Pence to House Speaker Paul Ryan are promising action on everything from moving federal funds away from Planned Parenthood to replacing Obamacare. Meanwhile, the man who blew the whistle on abortion specimen marketing and sales wants prosecutions that could turn into jail time for accused Planned Parenthood and other abortion and specimen brokerage officials. David DeLayden says all levels of law enforcement must prosecute crimes. Looking ahead, the Susan B. Anthony List has surveyed voters in key 2018 U.S. Senate races and finds support for defunding abortion giant Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Christine Nagel looks like the kind of lovely 81-year-old grandmother you'd want singing hymns next to you at church. So when the church-going Christian grandmother showed up at a tattoo parlor, she turned heads. She lives in Canada and had tattooed in three lines on her left shoulder the words, "Don't euthanize me." Besides the rampant devaluing of the human person implicit in Canada's new suicide laws, Christine Nagel says the legislation is likely driven more by money than by compassion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.